Woody Guthrie was born in Okemah, Oklahoma in July 1912, just 5 years after Oklahoma became a state. His father, Charlie, worked for a while as a district court clerk, but he also became involved in land speculation and real estate. He was an ardent Democrat, and he named Woody after Woodrow Wilson, who had not yet been elected president, but had just been nominated by the Democratic Party for the presidency, and that's how he got his name. Charlie, as a Democrat, was especially hostile to socialists, and in fact, it may seem strange, but it isn't, the Socialist Party was quite strong in Oklahoma, and the socialist newspaper in that era was called The Appeal to Reason, and Charlie Guthrie said it should be renamed The Squeal of Treason. So that was his take on radicalism. He and his wife, Nora Bell, would have 5 children, including Woody. A great family tragedy occurred in 1919 when Woody was 7, the first tragedy in his life involving a fire. His sister Clara, who was 14, got into an argument with their mother and evidently doused her dress with coal oil and set it on fire. The flames engulfed her and the burns were so severe she died within a very short time. It was a terrible tragedy, and there were unsubstantiated rumors at the time that it was actually the mother who had set her on fire. It's unclear just how it had happened, but in any event, of course, this happened that Woody lost his older sister when he was only 7. And certainly within a few years after that, his mother began to exhibit the signs of instability that were undoubtedly connected to the onset of Huntington's disease. Woody would inherit that disease from his mother. And fire again struck the family in 1927 when Nora apparently overturned a kerosene lamp on her husband, Charlie, severely burning him. He recovered, he didn't die, but he was burned very badly. Later that year, she was taken to a state mental hospital where she spent the last few years of her life. By 1929, when he was 17 years old, Woody moved to the town of Pampa in the Texas Panhandle where his father had moved. He tried to finish his high school degree, but he never succeeded in getting that degree. He made a living working in a soda fountain, painting signs, and he began to play country songs, picking up a little money, singing in bars. In October 1933, Woody was 21 years old. He married a woman named Mary Jennings, and 2 years later, they had their first child, Gwendolyn. He and Mary Guthrie would have 3 children altogether. He not only sang the popular songs of the day, but he also began composing his own lyrics to the music that he heard. And by 1935, he'd already written a few songs, and on April 14th of 1935, Palm Sunday, in fact, a dreadful dust storm blew into Pampa. In fact, not only Pampa, but that whole region. There were dust storms all during the early and mid-1930s. This dust cloud rose 5,000 feet in the air, and it turned everything black. Guthrie later said it was, quote, like the Red Sea closing in on the Israel children. Now, this was perhaps the worst single dust storm of the 1930s, by no means the only one. The dust storms were a product of a few years of drought that just happened to occur, but basically the product of the kind of farming that had been done over the years that destroyed the grasslands and the natural ground cover and made it susceptible to these kinds of dust storms. In that single year of 1935, 850 million tons of topsoil were blown off the southern plains. About 250,000 people fled the Dust Bowl in Kansas, from Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, Colorado, and Oklahoma during the decade of the 1930s. About 5 million acres were devastated. One of the worst side effects was the so-called dust pneumonia, which resulted from dust settling in people's lungs. Well, there was a popular song of the day called The Ballad of Billy the Kid, about Billy the Kid who had been shot by Sheriff Pat Garrett in the story back in 1881. And Woody took that melody, just took it over completely, and he put it to the song, So Long It's Been Good to Know You, or as he called it, Dusty Old Dust. It was a humorous song, but it had a kind of bite. There was a kind of resentment that Guthrie expressed at religious leaders who exploited people's fears to get them into church, where of course they would take up collection. A few years later, after he'd worked a little bit more on the song, he recorded it as one of the Dust Bowl ballads. And "So Long It's Been Good to Know You" is the first song that we can sing. I'm sure you all know this. Certainly you know the chorus to it. If any of you know the verses, we'll sing the verses along with us. But we can just start with the chorus. "It's so long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good to know you" three times. "This dusty old dust is a getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along. So long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is a getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along. I sung this song, but I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the wild windy plains in the month of April in the county called Gray. Here's what all of the people there say: so long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good to know you, so long it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along. A dust storm hit, and it hit like thunder. It dusted us over, and it dusted us under. Blocked out the traffic, and blocked out the sun, and straight for home all the people did run, singing so long. It's been good to know ya, so long. It's been good to know ya, so long. It's been good to know ya. Dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along. That telephone rang, and jumped off the wall, and that was the preacher making his call. He said, "Kind friends, must be the end. You've got your last chance, salvation of sin. So long it's been good to know ya, so long it's been good to know ya, so long it's been good to know ya. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along." The churches was jammed, and the churches was packed. That dusty old dust storm blowed so black. Preacher could not read a word of his text, so he folded his specs, and he took up the lection. Said, "So long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home,